Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Chicago, bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying, hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Ed Abel is our guest, our good friend, the founder of the Skillpreneur Alliance, social media website, a business social media website for skillpreneurs. It's skillpreneur.com, right, Ed?
Yes, it is.
And what do people need to do to become part of this?
So just go to the site and click on join and fill out the information, and anyone joining from the Jim show, if you send me an email at ed@skillpreneur.com, after you join, I'll send you a 95.5-day challenge, which is an email every day for 95.5 days, which will give you action steps to take to look at your business, to put into some fuel into your business, to strategically understand what it is each and every day you should be thinking about or looking at in your business. And we're going to give you that just for joining if you come through Jim's show.
Why 95?
So send me an email.
Why the half day?
Well, most people join, and we call that the day they join. They get an email, basically, with a small step.
So the half day is in the beginning.
So that was the half.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
I just want to make
and
sure.
And then they get 95 days.
All right. I didn't want to get shortchanged or anything. So what would be an example?
Really, it's a
what
great,
would be an example of what you would tell them? What would be something that would be in one of those tips?
Well, you know, it's really all about taking action when you build your business. So one of the cycles we work on is networking. So we ask you to take a look at where are you networking and is it the most effective places for you to be? So we ask you to start redefining your target market. Is your target market at these events or is a bridge of influence at these events? And instead of, you know, many of us fall into the routine, we're looking to get you out of the routine and say, well, great. If that's what you're doing, is it really the most effective, and is it time to maybe do, and then we give options of other things you should be looking at doing.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's that, your branding, your marketing, your funnel, your cash flow, your business mindset, we talk about patience and positive attitude and your positive attitude, persistence, things like that, and are you creating that fabric within your business mindset.
One of the big things for skillpreneurs is for them to actually believe that they're business owners, to understand that they're business owners and not just an independent contractor. What do you think?
It is number one is that mindset that I own a business.
Right.
People don't get it. And you do things differently when you're still in the mindset of almost working for someone than you do when you own your own business. And frequently people go from working for someone to working, in essence, I say owning a job,
right,
and then owning a business.
Mm-hmm.
Owning a job is very common in the skillpreneur's makeup. They only work X number of hours. I was reading your site this morning when we were getting started, and on Put It on the Rock, you talked about a business owner turns on the lights, turns off the lights, and does everything they have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's where the challenge comes in for new business owners or skillpreneurs, is that they're not really yet familiar with all those pieces that they have to do in order to create a sustainable, profitable, independent business that thrives. And it doesn't mean getting employees. It might just mean creating the structure and the process and the systems and the technology to make their lives easier to provide the best service.
If you only think of yourself as owning a job, you won't charge enough to sustain the business that you don't yet know that you own. If you think about yourself as a business owner, you'll realize that what you deliver to customers is not your time, it's your product. These are your products, and products have to be priced with a profit margin, with a gross profit margin, and until you think of yourself as a business, you won't charge enough for the things that you deliver to customers.
Absolutely right.
And that's one of the big things.
One of the things
realize.
That I see all the time is they never factor in their hours for writing proposals, research.
The whole requirement, what it takes to keep the business open. And that's one of the big things you got to realize, folks. And I suspect you can find out more about that at skillpreneur.com. Check it out, folks, the new Skillpreneur Alliance that has making it available. Ed, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
It's great being here. I'll catch you soon, Jim.
See you later. Ed Abel, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.